There she is, Rita Ora, and your song here on Beat 102.3. Well, I nearly forgot about him. How could I? It's Donal O'Donoghue from The Ortie Guide with his television tips from this week.
Hi, Orla.
Sorry, Donal.
Great, good. How'd you forget me? How'd you nearly forget about me, Orla?
I'm just all a bit of a fluff.
It's a hectic life.
A very hectic Sunday morning. But you're always here, and I don't know how I forget about someone who's as regular as you are for me. Let's have a chat about television. Let's start off. We're doing Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday, so some good television to watch throughout the week. Let's start off with this one. It might give me some empathy. It's called Too Old for the Road. It's on at 9:35 on RTE1 tomorrow night.
Yeah, it's a documentary, actually. I don't know why it's going to give you empathy, but it's a documentary. It follows the lives of older Irish motorists as they face concerns, basically, like, first of all, like, obviously, as you get older, failing eyesight, for example, your driving licence renewal, rural isolation.
This will make me realise what people have to go through to stay on the road.
Yeah, absolutely.
How important it is for people, especially in rural areas, to keep on the road.
Yeah, you kind of forget about it. I mean, this actually, I haven't seen it, but it sounds really, really interesting. It takes different case studies. Sorry, that's the wrong word. It takes different people and talks to them about their various situations. There's a chap here called John, and he's... His age is 101 and a half.
Ooh.
And he lives in County Tipperary.
Okay.
And he's been driving for close to 80 years.
Wow.
At the age of 99, that's what, two and a half years ago,
mm-hmm.
In John's term, he decided to buy an electric car because of his concern for the environment.
Oh, very good.
Fair play to him. And now his 3-year renewal of his license is coming up, and he's confident that he'll get it renewed again. This guy sounds incredible. He's 101 and a half, and he's still driving, you know?
What a quirky idea for a documentary. I would never think of it, but I really like the idea. I love this person who is 86.
Is that Joan?
Facing a speeding fine.
Oh, she's speeding. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Facing is exactly it, but her daughter believes it isn't actually. It's Joan. She lives in rural County Galway.
Mm-hmm.
She's been summoned to appear in court because she accidentally ignored a fixed charge penalty notice for speeding. But her daughter believes she actually wasn't on the road on the day in question. So they're basically going to challenge it to the Galway Circuit Court to challenge it.
Okay.
And of course, Joan, who's 86, fears she might be put off the road. I suppose basically you can't, as you said, empathy. You kind of tend to forget that a lot of the population obviously are aging and they're driving still. And I say great for them. You know, there's a chap as well in this documentary, John. He's actually a very sprightly 75, so he's quite young in relation to the rest of them. But he's been driving the same ice cream van in Dublin for the past 50 years.
Mm.
And it's still going strong. I mean, he's past the official retirement age, but he still works a few hours every day because he's self-employed.
And, you know, we do need to see the other side of things. You know, I'm a great one for travelling happily along the dual carriageway at the normal speed per hour, and then suddenly you come upon someone who's doing 20 miles an hour and you're...
That's me.
That's you, is it?
That's me, yeah. Is that you behind me all the time? I knew it.
You're doing the 20 miles an hour. I'm shaking my fist at you now.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, we have to see what people need to use
the
road
very good.
For.
And absolutely, you're right. And you've got to take the count of your driver. And sometimes they forget because you will be, well, we will probably all be that age someday driving as well. I mean, there's a lovely story here as well of Michael. He's from Kilkenny. And he's got age-related macular degeneration. But he still drives 30 minutes every day to a nursing home to visit his wife, Margaret.
Oh.
His wife of 55 years.
Okay.
Oh, and his driving license expires in just a few months, so he's not sure if he can keep driving until then. Oh my God, it's so sad.
Okay.
You know, that's why I kind of really like this. That's why I really like to watch this documentary. You
know?
You mentioned
too.
The fact there's been a few documentaries recently on TV as well about older people, which I kind of like as well, you know.
Yeah, true. Mm. True, because they don't, you know, we don't see that much on television. So it's good to see what older people are dealing with in their lives. It's on tomorrow night. It's called Too Old for the Road, 9:35 p.m. on RTE1. What a good title as well.
Yeah.
Too Old for the Road. Okay. Tuesday, Broken, 9 p.m. This is the Jimmy McGovern drama starring Anna Friel and Sean Bean.
Absolutely, yeah. And I'm coming a bit late. This is actually, I think we're about episode 3 or 4
this
week.
I've only seen the Anna Friel episode, and I have to say I loved it.
Yeah.
It didn't make me go back to it.
Didn't it? No, actually, I think Sean Bean, it kind of grows me. Jimmy McGovern, actually, who's written it, actually, I mean, he's written stuff like Cracker, The Street, The Accused, Hillsborough. I mean, he writes about The Street, literally writes about The Street. It's a kind of working class kitchen sink drama.
And this is very like The Street.
This,
you know, very working
absolutely.
Class
this,
area, lots of problems.
Gets,
yeah,
lots of kids in sinks in this. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's basically about you've seen the first episode. It's about the central character is Father Michael Kerrigan.
Mm-hmm.
He works in his working class northern town, northern England, and he's, as you know, he's kind of conflicted. He's got, but he's a good priest. I mean, he's a good priest. He listens. He's compassionate. He's pious. But he's got a complex relationship with his mother, who is actually dying. It is very bleak, actually. The more I talk about it, it's very bleak. He has a troubled past. Anna Friel, the Anna Friel character, who I thought was very good, actually. You saw that one, Elfrin.
Yeah.
She did as well, in it as well. Jimmy O'Gorman was actually asked about this recently. Was it about broken Britain? You know, just the title is broken. Mm-hmm. It's about broken Britain. He says, no, it's actually about broken humanity. It's about broken people. But he also made the point that sometimes you're at the most powerful when you're at your weakest.
Okay.
And when communities come together.
Yeah.
And he also says something interesting as well. I mean, he has his own hut. I don't know if you know, but Jimmy O'Gorman, he has his own little hut, which he writes in. He writes his scripts and screenplays in there. And he says, and in this case as well, he cries when he writes this stuff, you know. And imagine, it's quite bleak, you know. It's kind of like Ken Loach. If you like Ken Loach, Mike Leigh kind of working class stuff, you will like this. And I think Sean Bean is actually excellent at this. I mean, you probably know Sean Bean, I suppose, most especially from as Ned Stark in that movie, that series, Game of Thrones.
Yes.
And obviously,
but he's done lots of stuff before that.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. I mean, but I think he's extraordinary in this, actually, as Father Michael.
Okay, good stuff. As you said, it is standalone, so you don't need to have seen the last few episodes to watch it.
Watch it for Sean Bean alone, I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's Tuesday, 9 p.m.
On BBC One.
And of course, because he's a priest, they had to give him loads of different Irish kind of. His mother's Irish, isn't she? Inish?
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, Jimmy McGovern himself has the Irish connections, and being from Liverpool, the whole. Liverpool Irish connection as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then let's go on to Wednesday, RTE 1, 9:35 p.m. It's called A Different Country. This looks interesting.
It is actually. It's a very serious week this week, Orlin.
It really is.
This is another documentary, and it's a feature length documentary, and it chronicles the stories of Ireland's LGBT community leading up to the decriminalisation of homosexuality in 1993. I mean, it's amazing. Like, I mean, you think about it, like, up to 1993, homosexuality was illegal in Ireland. This documentary actually is kind of somewhat similar to the documentary about people, the older people driving, is interviews with lots of people who were actually involved at the time to try and get homosexuality decriminalised, you know. And I suppose it's quite a timely documentary. I suppose we have last week with Leo Varadkar as the first Taoiseach, gay Taoiseach in this country, you know. So we've come a long way since 1993, you know.
So looks interesting. Lots of familiar faces.
I suppose most familiar is probably Mary Robinson is there as well. In the interviews that are conducting part of this, you know.
Okay, good stuff. I will give it a go. Send it to the DVR. It's called A Different Country, 9:35 p.m. on RT1 on Wednesday. Then on Tuesday, it's Broken at 9 p.m. And one I'm definitely going to watch on Monday. I think it sounds lovely. It's Too Old for the Road at 9:35 on RT1. Good suggestions as usual.
Thanks, Orla.
You're getting a big head now because I keep telling you you're brilliant.
Take it easy on the dual carriageway.
Talk to you later.
Take care.